Hi, you have reached a new episode of Professor Haim Shor podcast.
Glila, Galud, Giola, Gilui, Galilee, Golan, Gal. What binds them all together? Biblical Hebrew assigns names to objects that are meaningful, not merely with respect to their physical properties, as my research on Biblical Hebrew testifies, but also with regard to their functionality, and ultimately their destination, physically and spiritually. In an earlier post, we related to the Biblical and modern Hebrew gag, meaning roof. We have demonstrated the gigantic spiritual significance that the Jewish faith attached to Gag as an epitome for the disconnect between the two worlds created in the beginning, Genesis 1 verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. No wonder, therefore, that this combination of a single double letter, comprising the second most rare letter in Biblical Hebrew, appears repeatedly in such names as Hagag, Haman the Agagite, Gog and Magog. In this post, we address another combination of a two-letter Hebrew word, Gal, comprising the third letter in the Hebrew alphabet, Gimel, plus the 12th letter, Lamed. Probably not accidentally, the name of the latter comprises letters of the Hebrew root LMD, source for various Hebrew words all related to learning. This two-letter combination, Gimel and Lamed, surprisingly appears repeatedly in numerous words that seem not to share anything in common. Examples: the sin of the golden calf, Egel. Sin of the spies, Meraglim. Exile, Galud. Redemption, Giolah. Revelation, Gilui. Rolling over, Glilah. Wave, Gal. This same combination of letters is also embedded in names of two regions of Eretz Israel, Galilee, Galil in Hebrew, and Golan. Theses are the only two regions addressed in an account of the signs of end times by Rabban Gamliel of 1st century CE, quoted in Mishnah, Maskat Sada, chapter 9. In this post, we explore whether all these words with same rare combination, Gimel plus Lamed, indeed share this combination by random, or conversely, perhaps some deeper significance is lurking underneath these seemingly unrelated words. Furthermore, we explore why Gal stands in stark contrast, indeed as the opposite, of what Gag symbolizes, namely, an epitome for the process of revelation, of what, and of the final establishment of linkage between the heaven and the earth. We start with a basic tenet of the Jewish faith, embedded in Biblical Hebrew, as we shall soon see, and in the Hebrew Bible. God exists. However, God is concealed. And it is the task of the Jewish people, throughout the unfolding of Jewish history, to reveal Jehovah to the nations of the world, from the time of receiving the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai, to end times, with the final redemption, when Joel 4 verse 21, Jehovah dwells in Zion. This tenet is pervasive throughout Biblical Hebrew and the Hebrew Bible. Let us address some examples. World in Hebrew is Olam. This word has same three-letter root, A-L-M, from which such words are derived as unknown, like in a mathematical equation, Ne'ilam. Mystery, Ta'aluma, and else. Question: what does Olam hide? Answer: Olam is testimony to the concealed existence of Jehovah. And in linking earth with heaven, via a historic process carried out in cycles, like waves, Gal, the existence of Jehovah, currently concealed, is gradually revealed to humankind. Another three-letter Hebrew root for the hiddenness of God, and also other uses, is STR. From this root such Hebrew words are derived as to hide, lehistater, or a concealed spot, seder, mister. In the Bible, Prophet Isaiah, 45:15, outcries, "Indeed, you are a hiding God, El Mistater, God of Israel, Savior." The book of Esther, thence, become a historic testimony to the truth of the prophet's outcry, and to its realization. Although Jehovah is not mentioned in Esther, not even once, it is amply clear that the God of Israel is behind the scenes, saving the Jews from the first ever attempt to inflict Holocaust on the Jewish people. Similarly, we find in Psalms 89:47, "Till when, Jehovah, will you hide thyself, Tistater, forever?" See also Psalms 90:1. Interestingly, the English word, standing for the story of the unfolding of human affairs throughout the ages, is history. This word contains the Hebrew root for hiding, STR. However, obviously, the word history did not originate in biblical Hebrew. The first appearance of Gal in the Bible may be regarded as epitome to the enduring role of the Jewish people throughout the ages. Jacob, at the command of his father, Isaac, travels to Paddan Aram to his family relative, Laban, to look for a wife, Genesis 28:5. Approaching destination, Jacob encounters Rachel, Laban's daughter, who was a shepherdess, reaching the well to water Laban's flock. Jacob hurriedly rolls over the stone that covered the well's mouth, Genesis 29:10. "And Jacob went near and rolled, via Yigal, the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the flock." And the Jewish people are tasked, throughout ages of Jewish history, to repeat the same act of Jacob, allowing the nations of the world, over and over again, to drink fresh water while the well's mouth is still covered. This task of the Jewish people started with receiving the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai, and will end at end times, when Jehovah dwells in Zion, Joel 4:21. Namely, Jehovah hidden no more. How is Gal connected to all these? Gal, which originally means wave, is a symbol for the historic development, carried out in cycles, like waves, of exile and redemption, Galut and Golah. First the exile to Egypt. Then exile following the destruction of the first temple, then following the destruction of the second temple. With each wave, ignorance of God, concealment of God, is slowly dissolving. Knowledge of Jehovah becomes more prevalent. And progress is achieved towards the ultimate outcome, Joel 4:21. Each and every biblical Hebrew word relating to this historic process, which the Jewish people was tasked to fulfill via the covenant, is affiliated with Gal. From the two sins of the children of Israel on their way to the promised land, sin of the Egel, sin of the Meraglim, to the exiles in Egypt and away from the promised land, Galut, to redemption, Golah, return from exile to Eretz Israel, to the war of Gog and Magog, and ultimately to the final outcome, Revelation, Hit Galut. Each of these descriptive words of historic processes has embedded within it the rare combination of Gal. And this historic progress is moving us towards the end of Jehovah concealment, the disconnect between heaven and earth, to be replaced by the everlasting time of Jehovah's revelation, Hitgalut, Gilui. Malachi 3 verse 1. Behold, I send my messenger, and he shall clear the way before me. And suddenly shall the Lord, whom you seek, come to his temple. And the messenger of the covenant, whom you desire, behold, he shall come, says the Lord of hosts. Finally, Ygag symbolizes disconnect between heaven and earth, while Gal represents the opposite. Simply, Gag comprises two identical letters. The physical world, earth, is all there is. This implies stagnation, stalemate, standstill. No progress, no development, no learning. Transition from the first to second, identical, letter is immaterial. Nothing is changed. The physical world is all there is. The first letter of Gal is the same as that of Gag, representing the physical world, earth. However, the second letter, Lamed, is different. Its name means learning, and perhaps expectedly its upper left part is pointing upward, towards heaven. Gal implies a dynamic process, progressing in waves, connecting heaven and earth, learning of Jehovah requirements, and moving forward towards the total and general knowledge of Jehovah, so that the God of Israel is concealed no more. Prophet Isaiah expresses this in a succinct and marvelous way, Isaiah 11:9. They shall do no harm nor destroy in all of my holy mountain. For the earth shall be filled with knowledge of Jehovah, as the water covers the sea.
Thank you for listening. Until the next episode, goodbye.